Cruise ship season has officially kicked off in Kodiak. The Crystal Symphony called on Alaska's Emerald Isle early yesterday morning and brought with it 480 passengers and 550 crew members. Despite the rain, hundreds of tourists were able to explore the downtown area. KMXT's Brianna Gibbs caught up with some of them and filed this report.
Welcome to Kodiak. Where are you folks coming from?
We're from California.
I caught up with Toni Bowder and her husband Ed while they were taking shelter from the rain in downtown Kodiak. After a long, wet morning, walking around in the island's not-so-uncommon rainfall, the couple was happy to chat.
And so what are your impressions of Kodiak so far? And you can be honest.
Well, other than the rain, it's beautiful. It's lovely.
It was the pair's first time in Kodiak, and Ed was all about the Eagles.
Well, like I'm out for these bald eagles taking pictures, so we were outside and we caught a couple in a tree, but they were kind of wet and they weren't going to do much. They weren't going to fly or anything. I don't think they could with how wet their feathers were, but I did take some pretty good pictures.
Toni said her favorite part of the day was visiting the Kodiak Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center.
It had the whole skeleton of the gray whale on the ceiling, and that was fascinating. And then the video of the Kodiak bears, and that was very interesting, and the people were so friendly.
Pamela and Charlie Montgomery from Vancouver, Canada, were also impressed by the whale skeleton.
Look at that. That's quite amazing, isn't it, to see that?
A short drive back to the cruise terminal brought me to Jim O'Connor, the ship's shore excursion manager. In between helping passengers onto various tour buses, O'Connor, who was originally from Melbourne, Australia, said the Crystal Symphony began its voyage in Los Angeles in early December.
We have some that have started back in Auckland, maybe in January, been on for a couple of months. Majority, though, are two-week cruises that continually move. And sometimes some guests will stay on for double cruises for a month or so on.
As for Alaska, the ship arrived in Kodiak from Dutch Harbor and will sail for Seward and Ketchikan next, which means plenty more opportunities for Ed Bowder to photograph eagles.
Probably get some fish that they'll go for, and I'll go for them, okay?
In Kodiak, I'm Brianna Gibbs.